Tater tots, you say. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
How did we even get on the topic? Somebody had handed me a story. Is the air fryer all hype? I'd never even heard of it before.
Did you actually read the article?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd they say? What'd they figure out?
What would you expect it to be in modern journalism? They quote like a man on the street who said it's the greatest thing ever, and then they quote like some woman on the street who says, I think it was terrible.
One tweeter said.
Yeah, that was it. Great. That was pretty much it. Huh. But it was information about an air fryer, and I guess they're super popular. So we asked about it, and we started getting texts about it.
Yeah, a buddy of mine was texting me. He loves it.
Don't get anything smaller than a 5-quart air fryer. Pretty much worthless. Too small.
See, that's the sort of tips I'm looking for. Yeah, I don't want to make any rookie mistakes.
What's a small one?
I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm sure you can find one 20% off, blah, blah, blah. I'll run you about $70. Somebody said that between $70 and $300. Get an air fryer, Jack. I trashed my oven, microwave, crock pot, and toaster after I bought one. Never looked back. I don't need a toaster or a microwave anymore. I'm probably going to heat up coffee. Not going to do that.
Nah, just air fry it up.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like second degree burns.
This one kind of sold it for me. Tater tots are to die for in the air fryer.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty much all I need to know.
Wow, here's Emeril trying to sell me one. I'm clicking around online. Emeril is really old and fat now.
Does he still do the bang?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a texter or an emailer we know.
No, you remember Emeril? Chef.
Yeah, we're going to take it up a notch. Bang, more garlic. What?
Wow, you mentioned the Gormia.
I thought you were saying about somebody who regularly like emails this. Oh boy, Emeril's old and fat now.
No, one of the early celeb chefs of the craze.
Yeah, he started the Food Network.
But I'm looking at the Gormia one that somebody mentioned. The 7-quart one is
Costco?
$85 at Kohl's.
What?
Yeah,
I'm less than a C note away from enjoying this.
Yeah,
why don't I have one already?
Says you can cook bacon in it, and it's great. A quick dessert, you can cook up some bananas.
Ooh, then you got the Ninja SP-101 Foodie. 8-in-1 digital air fry, large toaster oven, flip away for storage. Dehydrate, it'll dehydrate for you.
Another text. Go look at them first, though. They're much larger than you would imagine from the picture.
Huh, interesting.
Some are so large, like a toaster, blah, blah, blah. You got to have room to put it. Okay, whatever.
You can cook a delicious steak in an air fryer. Rub the steak with a little olive oil and a generous amount of salt and pepper before cooking, and then bang!
Bang!
Wait
you got
a minute.
We like sweet potato fries and Brussels sprouts. Get out of here with your vegetables.
Fry up chickpeas. I don't think I've ever had chickpea.
Bagel dogs, you fools. Oh, that was from what I was talking about earlier. I might be sold on the air fryer. There you go.
You know, my wife won't allow these in the house, and I'm afraid to say why.
Is it a religious thing?
No, she's afraid they'll explode. You know, like the pressure cookers, people use them as bombs or something. She's afraid something's going to happen in the house.
They have similar words, but they're very different technologies.
Well, yeah, this is just a convection oven.
Yeah,
how big is this thing?
What does it actually do? I mean, what is it? It fries
the air, thereby cooking your food.
But it just doesn't really. But it just does it way faster than a regular oven, does it? Because that's one of the knocks from the article I read about it. It's just a convention over. Now, why is everybody making a big deal out of this? I'm thinking it's got to be faster or something.
Yeah, it's got to be because it's smaller. It takes a while to preheat an oven and get it roaring and the rest of it. Okay. Although our toaster oven has a convection setting, come to think of it.
Aren't you fancy? You also have a bidet, so yeah, you should need the conversation.
I do.
His pinky's raised during this whole conversation.
Naturally.
First of all, air fryers don't actually fry. Instead, the food goes into a perforated basket, and the machine cooks the food by blowing hot air around it.
Your mother goes in a perforated basket.
I don't think that helps with the conversation.
Yeah, what was that?
A drive-by. The force of the air produces a convection oven effect that cooks and browns the exterior of the food. As long as the temperature of the air reaches more than blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you're essentially just holding a blow dryer to your chicken until it's done.
Now, I'm looking at this 7-quart job, which is plenty big enough, and it's 16 by 14 by 16 inches. That's not that big.
Guys, so I'm teased by this text. I saw the first few words. Guys, I love my air fryer, but. So I had to click on it.
Huh.
Guys, I loved my air fryer, but I got rid of it when I got the Ninja Foodie. It air fries, pressure cooks, slow cooks, and much more beautifully. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so you just got a more complete air fry. You didn't abandon it. You just
that's the one I was just talking about. Now, that's $179.99 at the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh,
this must
B.
be Beyond.
don't take that to bed with you.
Can you point me towards your Beyond section, please?
Don't throw it in the bath. Unless you hate your wife, I guess.
Wow. Dark.
I air fry breaded shrimp a lot. Smiley face emoji. The smiley face emoji seems to really like the breaded shrimp.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah. I might be getting the Ninja. Although sometimes, you know, the more options, I don't like it. It kind of, you know, makes it cumbersome, the one thing I'm going to use the most. Very regularly, the more options that I'm never going to use, I don't need those. I'll have to look into this.
This is clearly a craze I must embrace.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, they got pizza in this one. Oh, yeah.
Wonder what it does to a Pop-Tart.
Makes it hot.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know, I'm not a child. That's the sort of thing you usually say.
Yeah, I usually do. I'm off my game today, sorry.
You child?
I think we got one of those, I can never remember the name, the quick cooker, the slow pot, the super pot.
The neti pot. No, wait, that's the nasal thing.
Yeah. I'm not using that.
Don't make your tea in a neti pot.
Seriously, Sean, what was that thing again?
Is it a quick pot? God, it was a pressure cooker, but it had a fancy name for it.
Yeah, we got one of those based on everybody's recommendations, and I think we've used it once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited
instant
about
pot.
The Ninja, the Instant Pot. Yeah, that's kind of been a dream of yours, Sean, isn't it?
it's practically legal now, so.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when I start making these or start making food with it, I will let you know all about it.
If you get some Instant Pot and you have one of these fryers, very large.
Do I have Wi-Fi? I don't think I need anything else.
All of Maslow's hierarchy of needs covered right there.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Satisfaction.
Chances are the air fryer I buy will be sitting next to the wooden Nordic ski machine at my garage sale next year. Well, I guess that's it.
Oh, the Nordic Track. We endorsed the Nordic Track in North Carolina.
They got one for it, too.
Got the best one.
I used it some.
Rich Carolina wood. I used it maybe a total of 15 minutes.
How many times did you move it?
Oh, boy.
I did at least once.
Oh, I'm at least five.
Oh, wow. Do you still have it?
Five. No, no, no. And then the best part, which is a great story for the air that I've told, is you can't get rid of a Nordic Track, or at least you couldn't at the time. I would go to the Goodwill. No. Look back there. And they got like 10 of them. We don't need any more Nordic Tracks. And I finally drove behind a Goodwill place, dropped it off, and took off, which is basically dumping garbage.
Yes.
And that thing was expensive. No, we got plenty of Nordic Tracks.
No.
Yeah, get out of here.
If you take that out of your car, we're going to beat the crap out of you.
Okay, I think that's it.